Bonjour à tous et bienvenue à cette disponibilité média du Rocket de Laval. Good day everyone and welcome to this Laval Rocket Media Availability. Avant de commencer, je tiens à souligner que le club de hockey canadien a signé un contrat de 3 ans, un contrat d'entrée avec Gianni Fairbrother. Before going any further, I would just like to announce that the Canadian signed a 3-year entry-level contract with defenseman Gianni Fairbrother. On va prendre les questions, we'll take the questions. La première question, we'll go to Amy Johnson.
Thank you, Charles. Good afternoon, Joel.
Hi, Amy.
I guess let's first start with that announcement. I know you spoke very highly of Gianni last week in terms of even talking about him kind of leaving a business card with you guys in development camp. Can you just talk in general what this signing really means to the organization and for Gianni in his development in the next few years?
Well, every time you sign a player that you've drafted, obviously it's a good news. That means that you saw something when he was a junior guy that translate into the pro. The good news for Giovanni and for us is usually we have to sign player before they come play for us. So it's hard sometimes to know how they're going to be when the lights get a little brighter. It's really hard. If it was, you know, if we could play them before the draft or before signing them for a few games in the American League, that would give us a lot of how they handle the game. I thought that's where he really stepped up. He really handled the American League really good. You know, he's a man, and I thought that he adjusted when we talked to him about a few things we want him to look at, paid attention. So again, that's what you want. You draft guy, you know, you draft a player. This is just a ticket to go to your team. It means nothing, to be honest. Like, it's not because a guy's drafted, then all of a sudden he's going to get a contract. He's got to earn it. And I think every time we had a chance to work with it, he did that. So we're, you know, I'm happy for him. I think it's a good day for him. It's exciting, obviously, to sign your first contract. So we're excited for the kid.
Comes on the heels of the news that mutual agreements to terminate Kevin Lynch's contract. Can you talk a little bit about the decision to make to come to that?
Listen, I had a lot of conversation with Kevin's. I think you guys know how much we like him as a person, as a player. That's why he re-signed with us. We have a mutual respect, a really good relationship. But I mean, I cannot go, you know, on a selfish route as a coach, especially now with COVID, with everything. You know, he's got 2 small children. His wife is pregnant. They're American. We have 28 games left in the season. We're not going to play for a little while. His family has to go back. So without getting into too many personal situations with him, it's a reality. And you guys don't always know the reality, but there's nothing, obviously, that happened between me and Kevin, obviously. It's just a matter of COVID and the reality of 2021 for him, his family. You know, it's just what it is. We know we're playing, like I said, we have 28 games left. We're going to be on the road for almost 3 weeks. You have to realize every personal situation is different. So again, we wish him the best luck. Like I said, I'm always going to be there for him. And we've talked last night. He came in the office for a while this morning. I mean, it's just the reality.
Sure. And
we have a lot of players too, right?
Absolutely. Going along with that, so to follow that up, trying to, you know, look on the positive side of things, does this now, you know, I know you relied on Lynch a lot for his areas of specialty, like the faceoff dot and things like that. Does this now open a door for some of your other younger players to step up and really kind of take over those kinds of duties?
Well, that's kind of what it is a little bit. You know, I got to juggle with lineup, as you know, all the time. And I got to juggle with opportunity for younger guys to get some mileage. A lot of this year is to get some mileage to the kid that didn't play much and the veteran that are ready to get called up, the workload they need. So if Dom needs anybody of them, you know, we can check the box and say he's ready to go. So it is my job to juggle with, you know, that experience versus this and that. But it's good to have a veteran like Lynchy that does it well. So player realize how important it is. You know, I always believe in, oh, we got to play the young guy. Yeah. Okay. We got to play the young guys have to be good. the young guys have to improve. They're not going to be perfect, but you just don't throw a young guy that's winning percentage is face off is 12%. Then you say, well, we got to keep him there. No, we'll keep him there, but let's about taking some time to work with them on some of the stuff they need. And they can watch the veteran having success because all of a sudden we need to have success as a team too. So the player grows. So it's a balance. That's the American League. But again, we love Kevin a lot. It's just a matter of the new reality.
Perfect. Thank you, Joel.
Jared Book.
Hi, Joel. A little bit follow up to that question. You started off with a lot of guys and really hard to get guys into the lineup and things like that. Now you're down, you know, Caden, Gianni went back to junior, Lynch and Vigneault had their contract ended. Are you getting to a point where now you have to be concerned if there's a rash of injuries in the organization that you might not have all the bodies that you want to have?
Well, I mean, can you know, we have numbers still. There's no injury really with the Habs. There's no injury really for us. We know it's going to come. So obviously we need to keep, you know, the guys we have, you know, right now. We don't know what's going on with the OHL because we still have OHL guys here. So obviously it's a different world, guys. I mean, it's a different world. And we got to, you know, we got Belzil back and Fleury back. So in some way, we just really lost one forward. But again, we're managing the best we can and everything that we've gotten thrown at us. So, but the numbers got a little slimmer. I do agree, but there's still guys that, you know, we're going to try to find ways to keep them getting better and getting them in lineup and stuff like that. But it's not a perfect world, that's for sure. But the guys have been, to be honest, as close as perfect. And this is very important. And even Lynchy today told me, like, wow, I can't believe how the guy is handling this right now. It's hard on pro athletes, and they're doing an unbelievable job. Like, they're just been great.
And I want to go a little bit off topic, you know, since there's a lot of time between games. I found out a couple of weeks ago that you were in a band when you were in Nashville. And I'm just wondering if you have any thoughts about that.
Well, you know what? It was Nashville was unbelievable because it was the first year of the franchise. And there is an excitement in the city that was like, it was magic. And obviously the country and music city like that. I did learn the drum. I do play the drum. So we had a couple of guys that played guitar, like three guys that played guitar with a couple of guys that could sing. So, you know, the days as a hockey player, like you're practicing and you have a lot of day off, and we had all the facility we wanted, we could use. I mean, a Pearl drum and Gibson guitar and Fender guitar. And it was just like, so all of a sudden we put everything together and we sounded okay. And we had a couple of local musicians that were huge hockey fans. So it was a bit of trade-off. It started off nothing. It started as a garage guy that just jammed 2-3 song. And we opened for Amy Grant one time at a charity event in front of 1,000 people. We only had 4 song though. We were a 4 song band, but with hockey, it was just fun. It was just, you know, good times, a great experience. It didn't take anything away from our focus from hockey. We just, you know, prioritized when we had to play, but it was a lot of fun.
Thanks.
Thank you, Jared. We'll go with Grant McKeag.
Yes, you march to the beat of a different drummer sometimes.
There, no, I do.
I knew there was something different about you. I am. Yeah. The drummer. Okay, that explains a lot. No, it's been a decade since Montreal Farm Team has been in the playoff or won a playoff series. I think they've been, you know, one playoff series and they lost it. I know your main objective is developing players and such, but to a certain degree, getting them to be in a winning atmosphere is certainly a something that you want to also do.
Yeah, that's the main job. It's a winning environment. So things changed a lot from when I played. I'm not going to lie to you. The American League is not what it used to be. It's really a revolving door of trying player and getting out. So we used 92 players in 2 years last year. 92 players, that's a lot of players. So obviously our first year, I thought the guys did, to be honest, and not taking anything away from our player, I can't believe how well we played.
it was such an unbelievable group, and we missed the playoff for a few points. But to be honest, like, our experience and our caliber was not near, and we were in every game. Last year, I thought we were right there to push with all the players we had to use. So you got to be looking at different. I hear guys talking about, yeah, well, you need, what does it do to win the Calder Cup with no prospect whatsoever, just older guys or not NHL player? So there's a ratio there. Trust me, I want to win. Like this year, there won't be any playoffs. So we're obviously trying to win every game. But like I said before, I'm not coaching like I would if it was a different league. Let's call spade a spade here. But the winning environment and the winning mentality and the habits and, you know, playing the right way and having all what a player needs to be when he gets called up. Because let's say you win 5-2 on pure skill, on different thing, and the guy gets called up and they do nothing. They cannot even play in the NHL because they don't have the workload, the habits, they don't have anything. Doesn't matter you win 5-2 in the minors? Really? Like, the job is so different than it was in some way, but it's still the same. It's to win every game. But you have to understand how we revolving door guys left and right every year, and it's not the same as it used to be. Like, the convention is different. The younger guys are growing up quicker. So we just got to be careful on how we evaluate, and we have to change our way of thinking. As a coach, I've changed my way of thinking since 10 years ago. I think as hockey people, we need to understand. Again, I'm not saying we should lose. Playing playoff is unbelievable. You have to get them in the playoff. That's the job. I'm not saying it's not, but you have to look at the big picture that a player developed. To me, that's the most important thing.
So there's definitely not going to be playoffs this year. I don't know. I'd read some stuff on it that it was still maybe.
Yeah, maybe there is. I mean, I got is the games, and I mean, I've not been told there's not going to be any for sure, but they're not there at the moment. And between you and I, like, as coaches in the HL right now, you go one day at a time to work. Like, we have two practice today. It's just to get the workload with the guy, you know, and we have like 9 days, I think, between game now, which is a little unrealistic, and we got to find ways to make sure the guys are progressing. Like, they deserve it. And it's, I feel when I talk to media, you guys are still a bit delusional about where we're living in some way and about COVID, meaning it's not the good old days, guys. It's 36 game. It's like getting the kids that haven't played for a year, some mileage experience teaching, like the practice, everything. It's like we need to cramp up as much as we can. And it's not life as usual, you know, inside the bubble either. So we got to keep our eyes on the prize, that the priority is to develop hockey player and to make sure the guys that Dom needs, because, you know, there's no, like, they're ready to play. This is the most important thing. And of course they'll do it in a winning environment. But to me, that comes with, like, the day I'm not coaching to win or in the winning environment, I'll do something else. I mean, I'm not good at my job. So for me, it's not even something I should answer. Like, winning. Are you kidding me? Winning. There's a scoreboard. We'll try to win every time. Do I have to adjust my decision because I'm in the NHL? Of course I do. I got to put the young guys still at the end of the game sometimes if I feel they need to learn, they need to grow. So there's still the winning part, but there's a bigger picture than that for me.
Kevin Lynch, quite apparent from all of the interviews this year, that he's an outstanding young man. You're going to miss that in the dressing room a little bit?
Yeah, we're going to miss him on the ice, off the ice, in the bus. He was just such a buy-in kind of guy. He was just like loving it so much we were going to do. And you have to understand, he's a guy that, you know, took his time to sign back with us last year because, you know, obviously the reality, I mean, you know, obviously he comes back here with his family because he liked what we're doing in Laval, but he's got a different reality. So you have to see the big picture of everybody's situation. So we're missing him already. But that's life. And again, like, you know what I tell you, this is a different world, guys. Like, two guys just left. Don't see that often, right? Two guys just said, hey, one guy's going to go to Europe, the other one's going home, just because it's hard on different topics. That's like unusual, right? It's like having 34 player, 35 player at one point. This is unusual. So do you have to take that in consideration? And I miss him already as a person. But to be honest, like, all the guys are there, unbelievable. Everybody, every single one of them is buying in, is understanding. I'm putting veteran in the stands all the time. And they come and work the next day. And, you know, they're impressive bunch. And look at our performance. I mean, with shoveling the lineup like that, and I think the guys are showing up. Like, we're not giving more than 20 shots a game. And so the guys are buying in, that's for sure. And Lynchy was a part of it.
Merci, Joël. C'est ce qui complète le point de presse d'aujourd'hui. Thank you, everyone. Have a great day.